The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, Marvin Gaye approved.
That's a great way to switch.
What's up, my boy?
Switch the tone.
Nigga, have it all snuck in.
I'm weak. Now, I got something to tell you.
Do you know that Javier make bread?
Make bread?
Mm-hmm.
Like real bread?
Like sandwich bread.
Shut the fuck up.
That my bullshit. Tell him, Javier.
Yeah, I can
just make Told you. Be the bread, man.
How when do you got time to do that? You always working everything here.
Hey, man. Javier the bread man, bruh.
They gonna lock your ass up, bro.
No, they not.
Bro,
they ain't gonna be able to find no fingerprints.
Oh.
And then you got squirrel head.
Y'all ain't right.
Mm-mm. You so ghetto.
Be your own man. People.
You mix the blue drink Kool-Aid with the drink for the grown folks. Make it look exquisite.
What was the beginning?
Of what? Of what?
What was the drink that you had?
What was it? Section 8 Hurricane.
What?
Ladies, we got a lot of catching up to do. It is 2023, and this would not be a real podcast if we didn't just get on here and just give a bunch of weird-ass opinions that don't nobody agree with. I don't want to be left out.
That's what we gonna do today,
then. Just give a bunch of weird-ass, black-ass opinions about shit.
Oh!
If it ain't the money.
Right.
What the fuck you got going on, man?
I'm auntie. It's 2023, I'm getting old.
No, you're not.
Ah.
Like, why you wanna make yourself old so bad?
Because being old is fun. Tell your daddy I said hi.
And then when I tell him, you gonna be like, that's your daddy. My daddy gonna show up with a hard dick and a bunch of liquor.
I'm waiting.
I don't wanna talk. I like to fuck to nobody.
And when I fuck long. That's my daddy. You seen that old nigga?
I don't wanna talk to nobody 35 and older, daddy.
35 and older.
Like
yeah.
If you 35 and older, I don't wanna talk to your daddy.
And you damn sure don't. My daddy gonna damn sure ask for some pussy.
I'm weak. like?
Look, I'm grown now. I go to bed at 7:30. We gonna fuck now or what?
You think about your daddy now, huh?
No, Los Uncle and Dad deal with them niggas be in the Facebook comments. Hey.
Alright, now hey. Tell the young lady I said hello.
Hey, what like that, but I bet Los got a fine ass uncle. His uncle came and said he do,
right? Yeah, yeah, right here.
I'm weak.
Not girl, the man right here.
Better be careful what you say now. That's everybody funny. Ain't playing.
That is crazy.
Mood.
So she won't.
My daddy, I ain't gonna lie, like my biological dad, he's like attractive. Like
what,
he.
What the, see, mm-hmm. I told you she was gonna say
giving,
something weird.
He giving, you know.
Like you hope the best for your father, like you saying your daddy can pull some women.
Oh, he can pull bitches, he married though.
How old is he?
44.
I'm damn near your daddy age.
All
damn,
right.
This
you
is weird. With your man shit. Wow.
Pop might hit me.
Wow, your daddy was and three grades ahead of me.
He's 44, 45. Nah, he turned late.
Me and your
FaceTime.
Daddy went to high school together. Shit, new face older than your daddy.
I'm weak.
God damn.
44.
Shit, I could have been.
My daddy not fucking with none of my friends.
I could have been your pops.
Lex said she'll try.
My daddy turned her down.
Oh, Lex, you didn't say that part.
He did. I'm just playing. I was just joking. I was like, oh, he cute. That's what he's a nice
she said anyway. I would give him some pussy, and he said, baby, I'm married.
Oh. Wow, you gotta have some terrible pussy for a nigga.
It was a joke.
Wow.
I was joking.
I'm not gonna nigga to show you his ring. No, but we see that right now.
It was a joke.
Not as long as Janet is here. And by here, I mean on Earth. Wow. Nigga bring up his wife and kids. I am married with a family.
Girl, I got a daughter your age. Oh, nigga, be mad for that type of shit.
Boy, old nigga chasing young bitch. I'm gone, man. Gone. All that, hey, all that, man.
Want me to fuck your life up, man? Go ahead on.
But yeah, y'all the same age. It's just crazy.
That is crazy. Well, we ain't the same.
No, damn, yeah.
We would have went to high school.
No, that is crazy because I'm 31.
Damn, your dad. Well, I can. That math ain't mathing. Hey, hold on, man.
Shit.
You sure your dad ain't 53?
Soon as Pop start fucking, he will fuck.
Your dad might be 54.
Pop went play.
He gotta be 54. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Pop went play fucking when he started fucking.
He was fucking for real.
Yeah, oh,
first
shit.
Day.
First day out.
God damn.
He was okay, I'm
weak. Ain't no way. You 31.
I am.
And your pop's 44?
He like 44 or 45.
He gotta be older than that.
No, he not.
Yeah, he gotta be. I don't know.
Pop was grown at 10.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we about 10 years off. I don't know. It ain't
no,
I don't know.
We on point with
you. So he had you at 13.
What?
14. But y'all, this is my biological dad. Like, so this is not my dad that raised me. This is my dad that, you
he
know.
He still had you at 13.
Yeah.
Well, he raised you enough.
I mean,
he
I'm just saying, though. Yeah.
So he really wasn't being a dad at the time. So.
My dad was in jail my whole life. He just got out of jail, like, this month.
I know when they say some people grow up fast, but your dad was doing that all that shit at one time. Fucking and...
How old is your...
Never mind.
I don't want to fucking know how old nobody else in your family is. It don't even fucking matter. At this point, everybody grown, and I'm just glad everybody healthy and safe.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
And long as everybody is happy and healthy and safe, what more could we possibly ask for?
Right.
Nothing. Not shit. J.O.A., you know what?
All
this
right.
Music kind of sad. I need something more upbeat.
I
need to switch the mood.
Yeah.
But I feel like we had this conversation before off camera.
Yeah, but I never knew he went to jail, too.
Yeah, he been
damn,
in jail.
Damn, this shit about to turn into a therapy session.
Oh, no.
It ain't.
Oh, Dredd, I don't know how to say it without making it sound bad. But
don't worry about
she
it.
She don't give a fuck.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
But it ain't going to turn into one.
Nah, give me some jail music.
I'm weak.
What's jail music? What you think they listening to?
Give me some jail music, jail.
That gotta be some shit.
I'm inspired.
Them niggas be freestyling to in their jail.
Hey, you ever seen the little clip where the lady asked the little baby, she like, what the dudes in jail be rapping like? And the baby like,
Jay, did you have the Poor Minds music?
That's Poor Minds?
This is not jail music. When I heard the beginning, I said, wait, this the Poor Minds. Intro.
I knew it was a collab, but I was like, damn, they really bringing this shit together.
And I
see.
I never heard the whole song, though.
What? This not the one, is it?
This is.
I thought it was the one before it.
This not the same thing?
This the Poor Minds one? Yeah.
No, this not the Poor Minds one.
Oh. This is Jim. This is this is a little...
I'm weak.
Hitting that wall.
This to beat all the niggas in jail would have just, they'll write 100 songs to this bitch.
Eating them a little pocket.
They be having all the spreads, man.
Come on, man. Hold on, I got this for you. Check this out. Yeah. Bitch won't answer that phone. Yeah. No one is at home. Yeah. She better be alone. Yeah. She better be. They won't go on. They can't be like the hook part. They don't be like the hook. Put that shit in the hook.
They gonna fuck the free world up.
Aw, nigga.
You just need somebody to tap on the table with a spoon.
Nigga wake up every day and be like, you know the fuck finna let me out?
Yeah, maybe.
Feel bad for them nigga locked up, boy. Cause some of them niggas didn't
they
realize.
They like they be having a ball to me.
No, the fuck they don't. Them niggas be sad when them camera go off.
That's a 15-second clip we looking at.
Yeah. Nah, it look like they be having fun.
Man,
though.
Them other 23
You think eating snacks and doing push-ups is fun all day? Hell no. I guarantee you, them niggas would trade all that fun in to be able to go outside. Shit, you know what's fun?
Wait.
Do what the fuck you want to do.
Thing. When you want to do it.
Shit. Taking a shit in private. That's fun.
I'm weak.
Ooh, imagine.
Yeah. Being able to get in the shower by your goddamn self and close the door and lock it if you want to. Stay in the bathroom long as you motherfucking want to. You think eating a bunch of goddamn soups and shit all day is fun? This food will kill you.
No, niggas be getting out of jail and they be making them spreads and want everybody to try.
That's because that's all the fuck they used to at this point. If you eat some
like,
shit.
Like, nigga, I don't want no fucking tuna with some Dorito sprinkles.
Shit, you better try that shit. You better try that shit.
Drea so bougie.
So bougie.
I mean, I only say that because I had to not be bougie to get bougie. Mm. You know, I've been through it. I know about the spread. That's so how you think I know about it?
So the first nigga who tried you with it, you tried it?
I tried the spread before. So, like, that's what all
you,
I know.
What you tell him? Like, what you be like?
It was too salty.
Not gonna lie, it was busting. But I feel like it was because he was outside. He had the best ingredients. I feel like in jail that shit wasn't busting. How
he had the best ingredients because them the same ingredients.
No, it ain't.
Common sense.
He didn't have Hellman's. He did not have Hellman's.
Now that shit might have gave it a
in
little
prison?
Kick. They had real mayo, though, where they spelled the whole word. That's how you know. That shit say mayonnaise. Yeah, that's some different. That's some cheap bottom shelf ass shit.
Mm-mm.
Crab shit
know.
Say real mayo.
Yeah, that's it.
But when your shit just say mayonnaise.
He didn't have king of the sea.
Nope.
Ain't that what it's called? The tuna king of the
sea?
Yeah.
Chicken of the sea.
Oh, my bad. Chicken of the sea.
What it is, Lowe's, when they call that shit real whip or some shit like that?
What?
Like the minute.
Miracle whip?
No, it just say whip. Whip or some shit.
I don't know where you shopping.
Sandwich spread.
Miracle whip way better than mayonnaise, though.
Way better. Way better.
Oh, my God. You agree.
I
feel like it's hard to come across people that feel that way.
I really don't give a fuck what anybody else eats. I'm so particular in my diet that I don't really want nobody even discussing my food. So eat what you eat. Don't worry about me.
So you don't judge a woman, like, off of what she eat?
It's so many other things to judge a woman off of. I don't give a fuck what she eat.
You should care.
I don't. I be, like, I don't pay attention to that. You know what I like? I like when a woman eat all her food. It's just something about that shit.
So like, let me ask you this. So if say you stop at a gas station or something, you getting some gas, and she get out and go get a hot dog, you cool with that?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Why?
Because I know she can't get horny on an empty stomach.
So she going to get, she going to get that just so
that's protein.
She like, yeah, I'm finna go fuck. Let me go grab this right quick.
Not
after she walk off and laugh and fart one good time. I'm in the game. That's when she kick her shoes off and really be herself.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Bro, this man different.
I would never fart in front of a nigga.
I didn't say fart in front of me. I said she gonna sneak and walk off, fake laugh, come back.
Oh my God.
Now she wanna cuddle up. Then took her little shoes off. She being herself now. The tone is set. The night is young. She done ate. She see that there's snacks. She wanna hit this wood, but she don't want, she gonna wait till I roll up one more. She wanna hit the weed. We done found a little series, some little shit to watch. We're chilling. Now we're adults. She done turned her phone on, do not disturb. What you think that mean?
Oh yeah.
Oh, soon as it get to the good part of the movie. She ready to ick some sucker. You remember me? Yeah. Yeah, you feel me?
Look at that.
Yeah, she's ready to
accept. He said, he said,
move. I just see, like, I watched the movie. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's yeah. Time with that bitch to
the
kick on me.
The plan has unfolded already. You feel me? Just at a different plateau.
I know, that's right.
She'd hit different when she already like you. You don't have to try so hard.
You cooking for her, loaf?
If that's what she wants.
You be cooking?
I will if I, yeah, it just depends.
I'm gonna
you look like you a barbecue.
This one thing that, no, I can grill some
like
shit.
He make a,
I can't. I can't.
He look like he make a good so pork and beans.
No, this is what brisky. You gotta understand.
It's giving brisket.
Don't ever forget this. Women like adventurous shit. Mm. Even if you can't cook, being in the kitchen and goddamn, even fucking up the food is fun. She
no. Gonna,
that, I'm telling you, not unless she hungry for real. But if you not a nigga with a backup plan, you not a nigga out here for real.
I'm weak.
If you know you about to fuck the food up, you order some shit and have it on the way, then just fuck the little food up.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit, I just tried some shit.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world. With surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun, your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Because women can trick your ass too, like they can cook. Like, no, you can't cook. You make shit that you like. That's not cooking.
There is a big difference.
If don't nobody like the shit you cook but you, you can't cook. You like the shit you make. There's a big difference.
Huge difference.
These females in our generation, they gonna Alfredo your ass to death.
And you gonna eat it.
I am.
I know.
You got it. That's your go-to.
What?
That's why you responded to that.
I like a little Alfredo.
But you are Alfredo a nigga to death.
You know what? I like Alfredo, but I'm not a pasta girl.
What kind of girl are you?
I like salmon and beans.
Salmon and
nobody
beans.
Nobody even eat that shit together.
I didn't say that. Eat it together. You asked what I like to eat. Spectrum. I like to eat salmon. I like to eat beans.
Who the fuck like to eat beans? Like?
Me.
Don't nobody Bates, like to eat beans.
Black.
You and fucking
pinto.
Gray. Nobody likes beans. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Nobody likes eating beans.
I love
ain't
beans.
Ain't nobody just like, I'm fucking with them beans today. You know, beans.
Like your doctor have to tell you, hey man, you gotta start putting some more beans in your diet.
Ain't no fucking shit. Shut up.
You need some more.
Your doctor gotta say that.
Fiber in beans.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. More fiber.
Your doctor say that. You're not eating them beans on your own.
Yeah. Oh, I'm eating beans on my own.
That nigga behind you, he eat beans, man. He disagree with everything you say.
You like beans?
Great difference.
I cannot believe y'all don't like beans. This is crazy.
Man, ain't nobody fucking with no beans, man. We have come too far with technology to still be eating beans and shit.
Man, Gray don't even drink regular water. I seen him go to a store and they got water out the back. It's like a moon jug.
That nigga eat pancakes that don't have no pan in them.
What?
Just
like he really vegan, like that plant-based.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
That nigga don't even, I'm telling you, bro, that nigga different.
That's what people be making the pancakes like out of
years.
The bananas and peanut butter, that kind of stuff.
Man, I saw that nigga.
He fucking up his aging process, cause you gonna fuck around and your body gonna start thinking that you actually, like, you gonna be stuck in age. You gonna really be 80, but you gonna be thinking you 30, and then you get to the point where you ain't, you gonna look like you can eat regular food, but you can only eat soft shit. Bananas. Like, your body's so old, it ain't even gonna be able to eat nothing but something soft. You still can't escape life. You gonna look young, but them insides gonna be old as fuck.
Now, what kind of beans you like?
One day
you
gonna
like
be eating your favorite beans, Gray, and shit all up your back like an infant.
What?
You like a newborn baby, gonna like shit all up his back. What happened, granddad? Them goddamn beans, they got me. I've been vegan 32 years.
You
I don't
like
want to see
beans?
Nothing soft, no lettuce, no kale. Bitch, give me a burger if I got a shit like this anyway.
I'm weak.
He think he gonna beat it. He not. I tell him all the time.
Los, he was in public.
One day, that nigga gonna fuck around and just eat a little piece of real bacon, and that shit gonna be like, it's gonna be like crack. This nigga gonna be up all night. Just trembling. What's wrong, baby? Nigga sweating and shit. Baby, I gotta tell you something.
What?
I had a little piece of corner of bacon. I want some more of that shit so bad. Run to Walmart with me right now if you love me. If you love me. Only if you love me.
I'm weak.
Long as you ever try to be vegan?
Hell no.
I don't even like vegan. That nigga don't even want lettuce to
put on
his
burger. Oh my God.
Man, my nigga been inviting me to Thanksgiving for 8 years. I'm like, no. I'm I love y'all to death. I will buy the food, but I am not coming over there. I'm be hungry as a motherfucker. They eat mushroom chicken wings and shit. I don't want this goddamn shit.
The cauliflower turkey.
A piece of chicken that has mushrooms on the inside. I'm like, oh, that goddamn shit up.
Oh, my God.
They got food over there that look like real food, bro.
Mac and cheese, weak. No cheese.
Yeah.
Just Mac.
No, I'm pro. Pro being
no, she gotta try this turkey and this turkey. Did you hear what the fuck you just said? I don't want to eat shit I got to use my imagination on.
No, like...
Okay, you like ribs? Okay, you gonna love this cauliflower. No, the fuck I'm not. Don't try to compare this to some... Tell me what the fuck this is. Stop making this shit look like other shit. Will I be vegan? Bitch, I don't even like vegetables.
You don't eat vegetables?
Fuck no.
Man, that nigga sent a burger back because they had a tomato on that motherfucker.
Oh, I don't play about that shit.
Hey, man, who the fuck did that? I thought they cooked the burger wrong. That nigga don't even want to see a tomato.
You know, how do you get your nutrients? Your bones soft as hell.
Try to break one of them. Them, yes, your ass look like soft ass bone.
I'm just saying.
Hell no.
No, being vegan is cool, I guess, if that's what you want to do. But I just be feeling like it's crazy when you start making the vegetables in the shape of, like, meat.
Uh-uh.
Like, you got artichokes that look like chicken. That's wild.
Man, I grew
up. You might as well just eat some chicken.
With my great-grandma. She had the mindset from back in the day. You ever had a whole meal with just sides?
That's
fucking, that was, I was like, never again.
You couldn't wait to get grown.
Well, what? Sometimes they would cook food in Mississippi and I'd just be yelling, we are free! We don't have to eat this shit no more! Like, look how sad this house is. Every time y'all make neck bones around this motherfucker, they get to pass the obituaries around and shit. I don't like the tone in the house when y'all cook certain shit. It just be sad that I'm since out of nowhere Mahalia Jackson started playing. Like, what is this shit?
I'm weak.
I'm sorry. I had a flashback.
That's okay.
No, I'm going through
we
something.
See.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Los, there's some vegans who do like real drugs. Like, what you think about a vegan on crack? Like,
that's their shit. Do whatever.
What?
You might as well eat chicken, nigga.
No.
You're doing crack.
Yeah, you're doing crack.
Hey, man.
I really care about your health.
This is the crazy thing about it. I don't believe shit anyway. Because I saw a video where a nigga said, we've been eating fake meat the whole time anyway.
Mm.
That shit I already ate the shit. But they tricked me though.
Mm.
Keep on tricking me. Find me the shit that tastes like Wendy's when they had the yellow bag.
Now see.
I'll be vegan today if they find me some shit when they had the soggy fries.
Bruh, why did they ever go to them sea salt fries?
I don't know.
That was the stupidest shit. That
bruh, it's got to be at least one Wendy's left them. In America.
Yeah,
and if we ever find them, we pulling them.
Mm.
Oh, let me introduce the lovely ladies that we have in here with us today. You see how I put the paws in there? Cause y'all lovely. Lovely as a motherfucker. You in these boots.
And my auntie boots.
Giving me,
and don't forget about them.
It's giving me some feelings that I ain't felt. And you with this goddamn federal corrections, gray on.
What is wrong
with
you?
Just looking like the baddest bitch on death row.
Period.
None other than Lex and Dre on Warm Minds.
Yes, sir.
Death row Dre. Got a little rain.
He do. Yo, what's been
this
up?
This my, what they call it, hooch.
Y'all in sync like
why
that.
Why do you know that?
Have
I know
hooch.
A lot of things.
You said what?
Y'all in sync like that. When I said poor minds, y'all started drinking. Mm-hmm. Is that the code word or something?
You notice.
I know shit different, because like you can look at your boots and tell you that came up.
Oh, my God. Period.
Fucks with it.
Thank
good
you.
Good to see y'all again.
I'm glad to be back. We haven't been on the couch in a minute.
Why not?
I mean, you know, we was going through an upgrading process, you
this
know?
This what it is? We're not staying right here. I mean, it was cool, but we're not staying right here.
Why?
What's wrong with it? I'm finna lay this motherfucker out now like it need to be late.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to get in touch with some people who good at building sets and things of that nature. This would be the perfect time for me to throw the opportunity out there. You know, we're looking for some people who making bring my vision to life.
Yeah.
On the black people budget.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of space in here.
See, as soon as I say the word budget, you know, niggas show up.
I'm weak.
if you want to get Chad to come in the room, just say budget.
Budget.
Like, that nigga heard that shit. You know, that nigga was at home.
What budget? Who said what?
No weak.
Nah, but we about to take this shit to another level. You see, I got some art over there. We trying to find some different looks.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whole bunch of shit. We gotta bring the vision to life.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I'm thinking something with like some dark stained cherry wood.
Ooh.
Nice oak. Put him up in something nice. Get him a little booth. You know, something probably about where he could chill and do his thing. Get
I like
him a
that.
Drawer. He needs a drawer.
He got the family reunion table.
Damn. Nab don't get shit. I want him. I'm gonna make sure he pay for that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the receipts now. I ain't seen his name come up on none of the shit he been wearing. So, he about to get an invoice real soon.
Damn, Nab.
Yeah, so. I know he got money. He works.
At least Nab got a jacket.
He works.
Yeah, it must be nice to have a jacket.
Oh.
Mm. I done put in years of dedication.
Wow, now that you mention it, that might be one of y'all. Y'all want a jacket?
We been wanting a jacket. We put in a request.
Ben. Yeah, y'all had the bag laid out with everybody's name on it. We was like.
And Ryan said, oh yeah, I think y'all have one. Actually.
What bag?
They had like all the jackets and bags that had everybody's name on it.
And we didn't get a jacket or a bag.
Wow.
Bro, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
I could have at least got a bag.
And you put that motherfucker on, though.
The bag. I could have at least got a bag.
Real shit, low. Like, shut you wear that motherfucker, you feel so, I'm gonna use a word like prestige.
Oh.
You see how you do?
He says you act like Aretha Franklin.
What?
When the fuck he ever said some shit like that?
I'm glad you still able to hear it when you hear it.
You ain't never said that.
You know I ain't talking like that.
How you know he ain't say that?
Because I know.
Are you sure?
I ain't say that. I done said a lot of shit.
Snap over there like
I done said a lot of shit, but I ain't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I take full responsibility for the shit that I say.
I didn't say that. Carlo.
What? You by yourself on this one, kid.
Can I please ask, what do Aretha Franklin act like?
A diva.
Oh.
That was a better way to say that.
Yeah, we would
have
never even knew that.
Now on some
I'm
other
messy.
Shit. Don't let that ever stop you, though.
See, that jacket block off all that shit.
We hating.
You can't even get through this. With this jacket is like a steel of protection.
It's armor.
A brotherhood. Number of family we wear this jacket.
Damn!
I see the undertones. I see y'all got the same shoes on and shit.
We
like
do.
That. I can tell y'all been getting money together.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bought them at the same time, laughing loud as fuck in the people's store.
And we getting money.
You got them too.
What you saying? Yeah, a lot of little shit been going on behind my back, though.
Man, why you always gotta turn them
nah,
shit?
Just, yeah, it ain't bro. Just you. I see how shit is going. You know what I mean?
It's good.
Hey, and what Dr. Dre say? Never let me slip, because when I slip, then I'm slipping.
Why you didn't wear your brunch boots?
Wow.
The ones you bought with legs.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
We did get some.
I didn't.
We didn't go get no.
No.
We was like this.
No. See, you play too much, and you don't know. People will fuck around and be believing that shit. So y'all get boots and shit. No. Hell nah. You always
you
start.
Like the boots with the
you
fur.
Always start some shit,
the boots
bro.
With the fur.
And your exes don't let go. We got video footage of that. But we ain't gonna put it out there like that. You think I forgot because it's a new year. Same shit, though. Yeah.
What's up, world? Your man, Carlos Miller.
Man, Chico Bean.
You know what's happening?
And we got a special announcement, man. We got something special coming, but instead of us telling you when it's coming, we're gonna let them tell you. Who we got coming?
That's right, Netflix, June 20th, get on Legend.
We got a Netflix special. 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 That's right. June the 20th of 85 South Show live on Netflix.
Be careful when you out with them.
Why?
Oh, nigga, I don't hang with them.
You heard the stories.
Nah, you be hanging with us.
Till I see it's about to go left. Like, yeah, let me get on about it. When I see Lake start getting up dancing, pushing bitches out the way, I say, yeah, let me go.
Yeah.
That be me to the dance floor, move, bitch.
Yeah.
It gets wild. The dance.
Y'all got a different audience over there. Nav enjoys y'all crowd a whole lot more than he lets on. I seen it.
Oh,
get ready.
You don't have to tell us. Oh, we know.
He be there early and shit, and he be at the shit at 6:30.
We walk in the venue, he like, man, y'all good, son?
Yeah.
Where y'all at? Y'all straight?
I did the sound check for us already. Like, yeah. That nigga be geeking.
He be having a ball. We had fun on tour last year.
We did. We had a good time.
It was fun. It be fun.
Ladies be up there twerking and shit.
Twerking. The girls be lit.
Real.
It's a party.
Talking loud, asking questions.
Sound just like me.
You singing hit after hit.
And it don't stop.
You selling makeup and lip gloss and socks and shit.
All the above.
I'm over here.
Socks. I don't got them yet, but this is what I did.
I'm over here just hustling, man, trying to get my own chips like Boosie. Got my own shirts like T. Get it?
Like
T-shirts. T. Shirts like T.
Oh, okay, got
Keep
it.
Keep up, man. I know you've been locked up, but I need you to stay sharp. Stay sharp.
I'm weak.
J-O-N got colorways and shit. Like, he got a purple on.
Ooh, wee.
Can't tell that nigga he ain't got damn who he think he is right now.
Big fat.
Look at this pink ass bike. I'm gonna have to give it to y'all. I don't know who they made it for.
I was riding it.
She was riding it.
I did.
It's a nice bike, but it's just...
It's big.
It hurt my booty.
I don't think I can ride it.
That's yeah. what she said.
Pause.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. These nuts all up on the chin area. Me now, poor man, J-O-N, intellectual pimping mm-hmm. and property. Ladies, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
What type of bullshit can we expect from y'all?
Bullshit?
Just, you know, from the female gender. Mm-hmm. Type of shit y'all on these days. Any new lies came out?
Mm-hmm. No, but we
y'all
waiting on the new niggas to come
asleep?
Out.
Damn. I love a good lie now. I'll lie about anything.
Just to see if you can still pull
just
it
to
off.
See if I still got it.
The latest lie you told a nigga that worked.
I don't know.
That one right there. That one always worked.
Yeah.
Because you know exactly what you lied about last.
I don't be lying to niggas. I told them the truth.
That shit ain't gonna work.
What you mean?
Because niggas like the illusion. It might be why shit ain't been working out. Not saying that shit ain't working out. I'm just saying that maybe I like the
How
illusion.
How you know shit not working out?
I'm saying that I read the comments for a lot of motherfuckers. See, I be telling them all the time. They think I'm crazy. Keep the illusion up. Even if you being real, you got to keep a little mystery about you. Because once a motherfucker learn your routine, they kind of through fucking with you. You kind of bored. You kind of uninterested.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of about to get ready to get replaced because...
No, sometimes you just do something out the wall.
You got to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Come home dressed like you just left a rodeo.
And you just came from your house?
Fuck you in. Don't worry about it. Why you got them big... Okay, yeah.
Why you got them boots on?
Sometimes you need some things that you can't explain.
Period.
Right.
I like the way you think. Yeah. I'm going to use some of them lies.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to throw them a left sometimes.
Nav, why are you over there playing with fire?
Oh.
Why you laugh like that? I'm glad you asked him that.
Yeah, that sounded like a little Lifetime movie quote. But nah, man, I was just being mischievous.
You look like you was a mischievous child.
Drell said she looking for a whole new batch of niggas. Like, that's what the women looking for.
Oh, yeah. What's
the most niggas you ever had in rotation at once?
At once?
Yeah. How many niggas is too many?
I'm not gonna lie. I can't really rotate that many niggas at once.
Two
was my max. I can't rotate a lot of niggas.
Me? 16.
Nah, you lying, man. That pussy can't have a 16, nigga.
No, see, rotation.
Rotation don't mean we fucking.
You
fucking. What?
Niggas be mad horny.
No, I misheard it. I'm saying rotation, like.
Like, you know, you swapping them out. You might go on a date with one. You might. Go to brunch with one.
At 16.
Dinner.
I was just kidding.
But what's the most?
One. I'm a lady of the Lord. Amen.
I like that about you, too.
Yes. Mm. I don't do that. I go to church.
Yeah.
I read the Bible.
So what's the most?
Amen.
One.
For real.
And it is the Lord.
Why you don't believe her?
Because Lex forgot she done told me stories.
My man is the Lord, and
She called me one day, Chris. Bro, he called me again.
For real?
No!
That's the type of relationship y'all got?
No! How
long y'all was on the phone?
Who, me and Nav?
Yeah.
Me and, I always call Nav.
He left me at Houston's. Come pick me up. Go pick up somebody. So you gotta stop that cheating.
Wow. She
won't. Who even eating at Houston's in 2023?
That shit, I went.
Facts. I
snuck and went
though.
Right before the end of the year. I ain't gonna cap. I had to, because I didn't know if the protest was still on.
I think that nobody that was like 5 years ago.
Nobody updated
you
me.
You don't know Houston?
I had to go
ever
in there and have that Hawaiian.
Ever since they took the baked potato off the meat.
Don't judge me.
Customer.
The Spanish deal.
Hey, I went in there and I had to have that Hawaiian, bro.
Ooh, boy, talk your shit.
That motherfucker.
That's where you take your hoes?
No.
Oh,
you do not take hoes to no goddamn Houston.
Where you take hoes?
American Deli.
Okay.
She ordered that 10-piece all flats.
Extra wet.
Ooh.
Extra lemon pepper.
And she want all the drinks.
Yep. Hot sauce on the fry. Mouth sauce on the side.
Y'all are terrible.
Them wings at American Deli too little.
That's why she.
You really need a 20-piece if you gonna order a 10-piece.
I know. Yeah. She gonna eat 12 of them now. She gonna heat up 8 of them later on in the middle of the night.
I don't. I don't eat a lot.
Just some 8-town shit.
Mm.
And if it ain't no American Deli close, you can get a J.R. Craig's if you just gotta have some wings.
Mm.
That blue cheese.
That's a date night with Carlos?
Give me to what?
The blue cheese too high.
What's a date night with Carlos look like?
Oh, you a blue cheese nigga. You don't like ranch.
First of all, date night with me? I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna participate in that.
Mm. What was the last good date you been on?
Oh man. The last good date that I went on, it was phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So check this out.
Mm.
It's this nice little family-owned restaurant.
Mm.
So I call ahead, make sure it's completely empty. That's because I'm a big stepper like that. So we go up in there, and I'm like, yeah, take me to my spot.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in there, order this delicious meal. And I'm just chilling, you know? We're just in there. We got the place for ourselves. There's some fucking classic Black people music playing.
Mm. Like what was they playing?
Oh, all the hits. From
Lil Frankie Beverly?
All that. That did come on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a nice date.
Mm.
I went to this shit called what was this shit? Like it was kinda like a not a planetarium, but the shit where they make the shit look like you out of space. Illuminarium.
Oh,
I've never heard of that.
I know. That's
nice.
What I'm on. That's what I'm on.
So, do you look that up or you let them choose what type of shit?
Hey, man, when you pay it, it don't matter.
Mm.
That's one thing you niggas have to know. I see a lot of back and forth about who does what. Don't matter. She'll plan the whole date out as long as you pay for this shit. That's when you big stepping.
I don't want to go overboard, though.
That's what you got to date with confidence, sir. You just let a motherfucker know that you got limited resources.
Right.
So look, you need to find something where you can just be limited to what's in your resources.
See, when the new batch of niggas come out, you need to train them.
They not coming out. It's more niggas going in than coming out.
I think they is coming out. This can't be all the niggas that God gave us.
Not unless you about to fuck with some new niggas who was born in goddamn 2000.
No, I feel like God hid some niggas from like 1983.
He didn't.
The ones that
I'm a nigga from 83, trust me.
You are?
Yeah.
I guessed your year that well. I did not know that.
I was out here. A lot of them niggas didn't make it. A lot of them niggas got
Where did they go?
They got killed early. Oh, y'all laughing. Did the fuck with
No, a bunch of new niggas is coming out. You know, like.
Think all the niggas who ain't here no more. Who got killed for their Jordans? Who got killed for the 20s?
No.
Niggas who got killed in 98, 99, 2000. 2002, all that gun violence. Look up what was going on in the world during these times.
Niggas was really getting killed over Jordans. That was a real thing.
Yes. Somebody got killed over a Popeye's chicken sandwich when they dropped.
You can go around this room and ask
how many. That? It was on the
news. I bet at least three black men in this room got stole on by an adult nigga who stole their shoes. Grown niggas was robbing little kids.
Nobody trying to look at me out of eye right now.
Everybody like, shit, ain't me.
You ain't a grown, that's like a rite of passage as a black man. If you ain't never had a pair of Jordans stolen or taken from you, you didn't have no real joy.
Yeah.
The new batch of niggas that are coming out are the ones that are getting a divorce. Those are gonna be the new niggas on the street.
You got a good point.
What make y'all think?
I'm telling you, what happened.
Let's just say hypothetically, some new niggas did come out. How long do you think they would last in this environment? Do you think they gonna be better for y'all than the niggas who been dealing with y'all already? The new niggas gonna be like, we going back to where the fuck we was.
I'm
you think they been
with?
We some niggas from '83, nigga, follow us. I know where some pussy is from '83. These motherfuckers don't do none of this shit.
They was born in '83. They don't know nothing about pussy.
I was born in '83. Yes, I do. And I remember back in the day, all the pussy we ever wanted had hair on it. And then the game changed. And then that's what split half of us. Half of them niggas were like, this new ball pussy, it's exquisite. And then
falling off the ball.
And then some of us was like, nah, man, I'm gonna stay over here. Pussy have hair on it, bro. It's wetter, it's better. And it make me feel good about myself. And then it like, so that was half, it was half and half.
Do you really feel like it's a difference?
Yes. Yes. Okay. You know how
you are of the younger generation. Sorry, Carlos.
No, I'm with that generation. I just like pussy.
He don't care.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you it was split?
You just like
exactly.
I'm not finna stop like, whoa, bitch, you gotta have. I'm happy to have a pussy. I'm happy to have a pussy. I ain't finna fuck nothing up and ask you what you got going on. I talk shit after I fuck.
I don't.
I know you like buddy.
Right. Cause I feel like bald pussy, that's like how your lady act. With her wig on.
Okay. What?
But then when the pussy got hair on it, that's how she act with that wig off. That's the real pussy.
That's the real.
That's the pussy she was hiding from you at first. Anybody can go get a smooth.
Now she comfortable.
Anybody can go get a smooth coochie, but what that real pussy look like when shit ain't going so well? What if we was trapped and the power was out for 3 weeks? Let me see what you working with. Do you got, okay. All right, this is bad as it get. See, I can fuck with this.
Hey, boy, you a genius now. Don't never let a nigga tell you ain't.
Right.
Robin, I almost died.
Because I'm the type of nigga. I'm the type of nigga. I don't want to just lay up. I got to rub on some coochie hair so I can come up with some better ideas.
Not you swirling your fingers through the hair.
This show came from me rubbing on some coochie hair.
Right. I feel like hair what create must.
You that means you was musty without it.
Oh! I cannot.
How you just gonna start getting musty out of nowhere?
I think hair makes shit musty.
Listen, man.
But Lose, what about the underarm hair?
You don't the like odors that linger
that's
on
some
hair.
Shit.
I was gonna say, I know you.
What?
The underarm.
Damn, you just act like I asked, like. for a pussy afro or something. I'm just saying.
You like a pussy afro. You want to be able to braid it.
I like a grown woman pussy.
You want a pedicure.
Because you really be cool with a lot of shit.
But I don't be asking for much.
Yeah, but that's why I was making sure you.
Ball pussy, that's just too explicit. Feel like something happened.
But you have a lot going on down here, so if it, all that nah. hair, y'all might start a fire.
It might get tangled.
See, y'all exaggerating it like you always do.
Mm-mm. It's too much.
Exaggerating.
No.
I feel like ball pussy is doing way too much. Mm. Like, ma'am, have you no shame?
Nope. What? It's time to set it out.
You can't trick me. You see what I'm saying? They trying to give the appearance of a new pussy, but it's you. It's you. Trying to make it look new.
What was your refurbished?
What a nigga do when he trying to look young? Shave all the hair off his face. This pussy old, man.
I don't like refurbished cars.
No. That's different. That still holds value. What?
Nah, see, pussy hold value too.
No, it don't. Have three bad boyfriends in a row.
Watch. I thought you was about to say have three bad babies.
No, it don't even take a baby. Just fuck with three of the wrong niggas in a row and watch what happens. What?
So it just started appreciating.
Oh, nigga. Don't nobody like me because I keep it so real with you. Do you know how many pussies out here that don't nobody want?
What?
It don't matter how you dress it up or try to give it away. Don't nobody want it? We live in Atlanta. Look how many women out here got high quality pussies. The time you like, you ain't gonna be able to fuck them. Cause you don't have time to meet them.
I am too weak.
It's so much pussy in this city, they can't possibly give it all away. You heard all the excuses women make for not being able to find a nigga in Atlanta. It's more niggas in Atlanta that like women than anything. It's you. It is you. Nobody cares how good you look, how successful you are. It is you. Mm. You just not the type of chick that niggas in Atlanta like. Move to San Antonio.
Not San Antonio.
You not the shit in Atlanta. You feel entitled to a nigga. Oh, I'm a good woman. Who validated this? Show me some notarized paperwork that proves what the fuck you're saying is true, ma'am.
I cannot.
Niggas in Atlanta be liking niggas too, but ain't nothing wrong with
that. Check this out.
But ain't nothing wrong with that
this
either.
This is why we need shit like this. You know the type of clown ass women in Atlanta? There's some fucking weird ass women out here, and don't nobody never talk about them. You know why? Because we too busy going to find ones who not weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's some weird ass ladies out here.
Mm-hmm. And they be like,
y'all be inviting women to y'all crib? Mm-hmm. No. Do you know how many weird ass people I had to make sure they don't even follow me when I leave they ass tonight? Mm-hmm. Like, I hope I never see her again.
First he changed music. Then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What makes one weird?
Okay. Some of these chicks out here are lame as fuck. They lame and they do shit like they idolize fucking women on social media. They're like, don't nobody wanna fuck with a bitch who gotta look up to another bitch. You got a hero.
What is wrong with you?
That's weird. That's real.
No, but I need a hero. Nigga want no, like a hero don't, is
no
wild. Man
want no follower ass bitch. She gotta, look up to another bitch. She gotta get all her outfits from some shit somebody else already wore. Yeah. She don't have no opinion about what she likes. She can only like what these other motherfuckers like. I ain't seen a bitch do nothing original yet. You go get your hair like that. Everything you want, you gotta tell them who already got it. Do my shit like hers. Or do my, I want that shit that she got. Like, what do you like?
What do you like? Michelle Obama her hero? That's different.
Bruh, she can't afford the shit that Michelle Obama like. Ain't nobody finna, the shit that Michelle Obama like, they sell that shit in the front of Macy's. She be right there on the set. Get the Michelle Obama collection. Like, man, 12 of them.
I can't.
That was the wrong example.
So they want to be like Carisha.
Are men weird if they look up to you?
Niggas should not be looking up to me.
Why?
Because they should be on their own mission. Amen. They should listen to all the shit that I say and do the opposite. Because we are not the same nigga. Like, no, my logic not gonna work for you. We don't sling the same kind of dick. We don't spend the same amount. So the shit I get away with, you gonna get put out for doing. I talk shit, but I talk big shit on camera. I might go home and apologize all night, eat ass, and take this bitch shopping in the morning. I could just be capping on this motherfucker.
Mood.
Don't never assume you know me because of some shit I said. Nigga, I'm getting over, bitch. I'm an entertainer for entertainment purposes only. Don't ever think I told you the truth. I lied to you. I tricked you. I made you believe the shit I said. That's how I got over
you
the game,
been
baby.
Bamboozled.
You've been tricked. Mm. All this shit is fake. It's entertainment. You shouldn't be watching comedians trying to get life advice in the first fucking place. It's better people out here. that could tell you better shit. They went to school. Mm. I didn't. I smoked weed and sucked titties. Why are you listening to me? You fucked up. This is my free time. This is a fucking podcast. We're not providing life information. It's better shit to listen to if you need it.
Niggas on couch like this.
Bitch, they got a whole website called Better Help and you listen to me?
Niggas on the couch hurt right now.
You listen to a comedian talking about what kind of pussy I like and you making life decisions off of that information?
I'm done.
I just been talking about if I like... I told you exactly what kind of pussy I like, and you think they gonna be able to pull some shit from this and be like, he's a good person. I'm fucked up.
And he said he might go home and apologize, eat ass.
I might eat ass all night and play Lenny Williams, and then we might go to Macy's and get her Michelle Obama dress in the morning. Straight out the Martha Stewart collection.
Oh,
you don't
my
know what
goodness.
Type of nigga I am.
I'm
that's
glad
why
you
I don't
said
think
that.
None of this advice shit Quince gonna work because we just all got, all we got, you know, motherfuckers.
And
fucking.
Different people bring different shit out of you, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
But I don't want to put it all on the women. I just think people in Atlanta are weird.
We can't blame nothing on the women. Everything that happens in the world is our fault.
As long as you know. Well, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. I'm just saying. It's weird men too.
I know.
It's weird out here.
But
it's
the moment people. That motherfucker yeah. stop breaking up for cheating is the moment that the game gonna change.
Right. Mm. Now that's what you need to say into the camera.
All right.
You just gonna have to accept it.
Accept cheating?
Now I'm not saying accept cheating. I'm just saying.
But if you know a motherfucker love you and they made a mistake,
it ain't about. See, he done been through this shit before.
So your girl cheat on you?
Don't
you
clap
saying?
For that. Don't clap for
damn,
that.
Marco done went through that shit.
He clapped hard.
I never said none of this shit was right.
But I'm just saying, sometimes women, y'all just gotta like be patient with her, bro. Like,
don't be
nigga
patient.
Fucked up.
Now, you no. saying with your girl she cheat on you?
Yes, he is. He did.
You saying with your girl she cheat on you?
Fuck, I did.
You didn't see the last episode? He didn't cuss his baby mama, baby daddy out. He definitely.
Wait, what? You was fighting the other baby daddy? He's getting yeah. hot. Yeah.
No, that's
not the real baby daddies of Atlanta.
That's on some other shit.
That's a wild.
Oh, you should have never told me that. You know, bring that up here, Chelsea.
With that shirt off? No. Come on, bro. With the Come on.
With the goddamn challenger with the door open.
No,
come outside, fuck nigga. Only thing saving him is the dude from the sheriff department. Watch the show. Come on now. Come on, I'm gonna take you home.
No.
You need to calm down. Hey, now, you're this close to going.
Hey. Nam, I'm upset with you.
No, man, you know ain't nobody.
I'm just fucking person, around.
You was keeping
so you staying with your girl, she cheat?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Because I'm insecure. I'm going to just be honest. We're going to get straight to the point. That means
there's so many questions I might have to ask.
No, I'm not. Yo, I'm leaving because...
I know I can't do it.
She out here...
Like, what made you do
it? She done decided that we had enough pussy in our relationship for her to give some away. And I've been in this relationship, and I know that we done came very close to running out of pussy a lot of times. It's selfish of you to make those type of decisions without me. Mm. And if you feel like you could just take pussy out of our house, that me and you agree, that's just like if you took some money out of our account and just spent it on, no.
So why can you cheat?
All right, let me ask you this now. Wait a minute. I never did. I don't do that. I'm a very prestigious black man.
He said we supposed to forgive for cheating.
I did not. I was talking to the people on those people out there.
You didn't put cheating on that black man.
Okay, Nav, let me ask you this. All the men in the room, let me ask y'all this. Would you rather...
Hold up.
Would you rather catch your girl fucking another nigga or paying another nigga bills?
Whoa, shit, boy. That tough as a motherfucker, boy. Bitch, you been a whole sugar mama? You could have just fucked the nigga. You paying this nigga.
What? You rather catch up paying his bills?
Oh, yeah, you a young nigga,
you
man.
A young
nigga. You a young nigga, boy.
Oh, now she can suck that meat. It's getting wild again.
Do you see that? that, I told you, that's, that nigga represents another third of me. He don't give a fuck that you cheated. All he wanna know is, did you suck the nigga dick or not? See, that's what's gonna make him walk out. He would've stayed if you would've been like, babe, I fucked somebody. Like, yeah, okay. You suck that nigga dick. And then you think telling him the truth is about to save your relationship. You tell that nigga yes, that nigga pack up everything he ever brought over there. That nigga might take the ice out the ice tray. Bitch, you got some nerve. Yeah, he cheating on me. Gonna suck a nigga dick and sucking dick, bitch. That's what's gonna get you called a bitch. Right there.
What? That's a different level, lady.
Bruh, ladies, it's perfectly fine for you to cheat on a nigga. But if you sucking dick, bitch, you is cheating.
Y'all straight.
You ready to move out if you out here cheating. And you cheating.
You ain't sucking dick. You in love.
You love this nigga.
You love that nigga.
Brother. So being mean to me is okay.
Being
to him.
Being mean to me is okay. But not mouth to me. But once you put it in your mouth, you out of line.
It's over. Leave it down. Come back.
Y'all straight.
Y'all straight.
You might spend a block after a bitch done cheated, but you done saw that bitch. You got to never come back.
But you the most low-down motherfucker in the world. You sucking dick.
Hey, a nigga fuck around and tell a nigga mama at the goddamn grocery store, what happened to you and my dog? Man, that dick sucking bitch. Miss Marley, the bitch sucked dick. That's how I She said, you just left.
No, she said,
leave. She sucked the nigga dick and I left.
She said things didn't work out.
Oh, my God. Hey,
Miss Margaret should.
That is the nail in the coffin.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, when she sucking dick, she gone.
That should make dramatic. Write a Facebook status.
What? Boy.
You can't trust
that's the type
these
of shit that make a nigga cut his dreads off.
No me.
Back to the basics. Let all that shit go.
Hey, waves ain't in yet, but give them niggas a few months.
Oh, boy. My gosh.
If you think I'm lying, boy, ask anybody,
oh
boy.
My
God. You don't, some shit you don't get over. When she's sucking dick, she is over. It's out. It's over with.
When she's sucking dick, she out the door.
She gone. She gone, boy. That'll make a nigga move back home to another state. Boy, you man, I ain't seen you. Where you been? You know I moved back to Texas. When, nigga, this shit happened so fast.
Bruh. If you been fuck, you can't picture how the nigga fucked. But you can picture how that bitch sucked.
Ain't too many ways.
You know she good at it. She sucked you.
You know how she
sucked. That's the best shit she do.
Oh,
you
know my God. Sucked.
Oh, man. She a fool with it. She put the dick all behind her ear like a cigarette and everything. It's over with.
What I was doing at night when you went and sucked the dick?
Hey. Nigga won't have nowhere to go. He leaving that motherfucking house.
He gotta get the fuck up out
of there. Leaving. All right, you got it. You got it.
Hey, what about what you said?
Nigga, voice just gone when you say that. It's like a nigga. So you suck this. Wow. Shit, that's what we doing? Okay. Okay, shit, where my keys at? Where my motherfucking keys at?
Hell, now you fuck me up with this
one. Shit.
Oh,
yeah.
But no folk told me though.
Hey.
I ain't wanna listen.
Hey, my boy, hey, my boy, when you leave here, where you at? my auntie still gonna take, hey, let's get out this motherfucker, boy. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Hey,
I feel like I've been in this.
Your homeboy will hit you and say this shit now. Hey, my boy, you in the crib? I'm finna pull up. Ooh, shit.
He got a top.
Ah, shit.
Where you going, Mr. Ray? I ain't shit to you, boy.
It's really crazy when you get older and realize we've all lived the same life.
The exact same life.
We all went through the same shit.
The exact same life.
That shit is crazy.
Some of that shit just hit different.
Yeah. But y'all do all that and still come back, especially if she your best eater.
Niggas will not leave their best eater.
You're not leaving your best eater. You'll get over it.
It's the best that
she gonna leave
somewhere.
She gonna leave. That's the thing about it. Like, as time goes on and I get older, I see what
you
like
done some. You had a lot of best eaters.
I done had a few. I'm talking about like some.
Some real gobblers.
I knew some of the best dick suckers in the world.
In the world?
In the world. They are magnificent moms now. Magnificent. I'm talking about, it's like they, it's like, man, if the world knew that that bitch is really Batman, she really a superhero.
Yeah.
Like, I know, what? I know, but yeah. If the world knew that, but I, ooh.
They had your toes curling in the
man, boots. I'm talking about. Sound like the washing machine when you open the lid up.
Yeah, you know it's serious to be at the boots on.
You know, they start scratching the sheets, grabbing the bed with
the
toes.
You never answered the question, though.
About the boots.
About, no, you're not about no fucking boots. About the paying the bills and fucking. Yeah, you
and the sex includes
she's sucking dick.
Sucking dick, mouth to meat, baloney to baloney.
We're paying bills, bro. Like, she making sure this nigga ain't got to worry about
it. I'm talking about he got extra
money. Who is out here paying niggas bills?
I'm saying, it's plenty of tricking ass money.
It is,
I'm talking about she dropping.
Y'all
dropping,
hold this
she dropping 4 racks a month.
Make sure you got all
the they watching
shoes.
The show
nah,
now.
Nah, fuck that. Get that nigga some of that free ass pussy you gave me.
They pissed me off.
Nah, go on get you some of that pussy player. Mm-mm.
Don't fuck up no goddamn wire train.
Now my net worth, my boy. Keep at least. If you gonna be fucking off, at least keep the money in the house.
It's how niggas are brave, but man, I don't fuck with that bitch like that. That bitch be dogging that bitch. That shit me so hard. That bitch that shit me money. I ain't did shit for the bitch.
Hey.
She just sent me money.
Oh, dang. Oh,
fuck the bitch.
Hey.
The bitch
oh, that that's what I'm saying.
Niggas do y'all be hanging around.
What I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about like if the woman was paying somebody else bills.
No,
like
I know, but
see. But that's how I ain't even fucked the bitch yet. Boy, that nigga talking about I want it. Oh, man, look at this. 500, 300, 300, 500. Man, that bitch sent me money. And that bitch a trick, man.
It's a lady like that in Houston. She be fucking with the young nigga.
Why you telling that lady?
So I don't
know
that
she be wild.
You think it's only
wild on the north side.
You shit, nigga.
You got rich women in Houston off?
They turn that phone.
They be buying niggas big old trucks and...
They do.
Not the F-150.
Uh-huh.
The big Chevy.
No, the F-3.
Ooh, they got
Michael
money.
Michael said he would go to Houston.
They got money down there.
You pull up on a motherfucker, man, why you keep texting my bitch? And you go to the tech, man, all you see is Apple Pay from her.
Marco said he needs that charger.
That's crazy.
That's the young nigga car, the charger.
Your wife and somebody phone under head doctor. You believe in the area.
They got the emoji with the little dog.
With the water in the mouth. It ain't even no name, it's just the three waters in the mouth. Oh! Oh!
Oh my gosh.
What about with a little brain emoji?
What? Oh,
nah,
the water behind it.
I ain't never thought of that.
That's, mm-mm.
Oh, with the little dollar with the wings on it, too.
This is wild.
This bitch will keep you afloat.
She's sucking dick and sending money. Yeah, just like I said, just go and give away some of that free ass pussy.
That's crazy.
Nigga put an apple with a dollar sign.
Damn, you an evil nigga, bro.
Oh, bro, my God.
There's some evil niggas out here, bro. Damn, you better hope one of them niggas can't rap.
Oh my gosh, she gonna put him in a song?
Nigga, put one of them little bullshit songs.
He gonna pay for his studio time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The bitch ain't nothing but a munch.
That's how the song goes.
Little bitch, you a munch.
He dissing your bitch.
Be your bitch.
And she paid for the studio.
And she in there.
Yeah. My bitch ain't be going out there like that.
Bop with the head.
Then she come on, get on you. You need to apply yourself. Bitch, what the fuck you doing with this little nigga?
Oh my God.
They get that free pussy.
Oh, and then what if he blow up and he a young nigga and you old?
What if you find out he been dissing you the whole time?
That really
been
got
fucking on this old nigga, bitch.
you been listening. That's your shit.
You are. All right,
this is the next question. Okay. All the fellas in the room.
Not that show song.
You find out that a nigga used to fuck your girl. Would you rather it be your favorite rapper or your favorite athlete?
Favorite athlete. Favorite athlete quick.
Why?
Cause favorite, man.
Every
favorite
time you
rapper.
Hear that nigga song, you gonna
every
think
time you hear a song, you gonna think that nigga sneak this and talk about your bitch. A nigga ain't gonna dunk and be like, that's why I'm fucking your bitch. Nigga score a touchdown. You don't like nigga, it ain't too much you can do.
Right.
That's a rap nigga every
song.
Well, like, what's the best girl you gonna be with?
I meant to say which is worse. Which would be worse? Your favorite rapper or your favorite athlete?
The rapper's worse. I agree.
Rapper's worse.
Both. Because I feel like if you ain't hid your hoe good enough, don't nobody supposed to know who you used to fuck.
Mm. Agreed.
Trick me. I told you I'm here for the illusion. Mm-hmm. Deny that shit.
What you say?
I don't want to find out y'all was together till I go over your mama house and see an old picture. Who the fuck is that? I don't know that nigga. Yes, the fuck you do.
What would you do? Like,
but I'm old now. I don't give a fuck about what you.
Oh, you don't be here.
No. Mm-mm.
I feel like you should know.
I don't.
Like, when you start dating somebody, you
and
didn't
I fuck,
care about
these cars taught me a lot of patience, bro.
Yeah.
So now it's just. Don't give a fuck who used to own it. Just show me some.
Not who used to own it.
Sign the ownership over to me and I take it from there. I can't give a fuck how much fun they used to have in you.
Cause I'm finna do something.
Cause I'm finna change all this goddamn shit.
I'm finna knock the line out this motherfucker.
Yeah, we finna paint this motherfucker out. That engine coming out of there. Yeah, we finna get new.
So you do like refurbished pussy.
I mean, I have. I have rebuilt a few pussies.
See? That's why y'all need to stop listening to this man.
I've been told him don't listen to me.
Drop the motor.
There's some people out here that'll make you lower all your goddamn standards.
I'm think weak.
Some people that you want the most, they ain't gonna fit none of the shit that you think you like. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see them in real life. They don't look like that.
Yeah.
Do you still want to go ahead and...
Some would probably be boring as a motherfucker.
What?
Boring?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You thinking about her looks, but then it's probably like a female who right at my level. But we just gonna stay.
Why did you start laughing?
So we ain't gonna be going everywhere though, but I have fun with her. Like,
what you mean?
Like, she ain't no looker, but we have fun.
You ain't no looker. You think she gonna be proud?
That's what he said. Yeah, she ain't my
looker. That's why I'm laughing.
You think she gonna be proud to be seen with your ass?
Nigga, you crazy as fuck. I put this coat on.
Ain't no
getting in the risk of her career.
Ain't no getting in the risk of career.
You see the essentials.
Hey.
Hello?
No.
I spray
that motherfucker. Now you got that shit on.
Man, fuck that nigga now. I'm hating on that nigga.
Come on, man.
Bitch, we ready to lick that motherfucking ear at the Zaxby's. Bitch.
But stop playing.
I'm like, nigga, you so trim.
Come on, man.
My ass ain't telling me.
This nigga said trim.
Nah, let him talk his
shit.
You
got you a Caribbean
ain't no bitch gonna risk her career for now.
Hey, man.
I'm not gonna lie, though. The girls at the Portmont, they be risking it.
Because then he gonna try to come.
Nah, they be risking it all for now.
I don't believe that shit.
They do.
They be
looking for now.
They under the influence. That be, he like one of the only niggas at the show. They gonna, it's him and three other niggas. Yeah, they gonna get
some. He said, don't matter, I'm new.
Period.
That's by default.
The first time, I ain't gonna lie.
You hating?
Yes, I told you, it's on for life.
Dirty Mackin, 101.
Never gonna put him on the hose, ever.
Ooh.
It's a personal mission. It came in the contract. He shouldn't have never crossed me.
Damn.
He ain't gonna never be able to have nothing nice around me. If that nigga was eating an ice cream cone, I'ma slap that shit out of his head. It's forever,
bro.
We gonna be the old niggas at the fucking old folks home trying to kill each other, tripping each other, walking and shit.
like on life. They was just fighting the whole thing. That's y'all. I feel it.
Yeah, he stole that jacket.
I like beef forever.
You taking up for him and not believe that's your fucking jacket he got on.
I do think it is, but I ain't tripping on you. You got it, bro.
What's this blue shit you drinking tonight?
I put a little Kool-Aid with a little Tito's. Blue, you know, auntie got to get right. You, I got me a young auntie. Tenderoni at the high.
You are not auntie.
What?
You gonna go lay down. Like,
don't do that. She got her family affair boots on.
Hello? In this dance ring?
Damn.
You keep lifting that leg, Lex.
I'm trying to show my flexible. You a hater.
She been stretching.
I have been. In this dancery. How you talk to me, Nav?
I can't believe you, girl.
What'd he do?
He just, you know, he him.
That my dog.
Not I'm really him.
He him.
Hey, niggas that say that.
Wait, I'm him.
I'm really him.
Why you don't want black men to believe in themselves?
Bro, y'all niggas do not be him.
Niggas can't do nothing.
Y'all do not be
he
him.
He didn't say what him was.
Who do we be?
He said he owned him.
Who? Who?
Y'all, I'm not saying like y'all.
But what did black men do to you to make you happy?
Well, I'm not talking about black men.
Why niggas can't say that they him?
Because a lot of times they don't be him.
But Marco said he him.
You didn't
nephew
even,
him? He can
you
be
didn't
him.
Ask who him was to him.
Yeah. Well,
I don't need to know who he is to know that you're not him. You're not him to them.
Because niggas was, if a nigga
this
is saying to me,
confusing.
I know, I'll say this. If a man looks at me and be like, I'm him, no, you're not. Because I know who him is and you ain't him.
But
who
you shouldn't be comparing.
I know who my him
be
is. So you want to tell me that you are him, but you're not him. I'm going to tell you if you him.
But what if he him to them?
Well, he's not him to me, so don't tell that to me. Because you're not him. Nine times out of 10, you're not him. Whoever you trying to tell
let me say this,
trying to prove a point.
Don't ever let no fucking body tell you that you not him.
You not him. You not him.
Not even Lex.
I'm going to tell you every time, you not giving him. Because if he was really him, you wouldn't even have to say that. It's already known.
Now, y'all try to talk niggas out of doing anything constructive.
Carlos, have you ever had to tell a woman that you him? No, you ain't never say I'm him.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. That's the one thing that a lot of these motherfuckers are great at doing.
You going out
trying to act like they don't know who the fuck you are.
So you don't gotta tell
them.
Do you
be telling people?
And sometimes they really have a fucked up version of who they think you are, and you have to correct them and be like, "Excuse me, excuse me. You don't believe it? Watch this. Now, if I weren't him." How the fuck did I do that? Don't ever get it.
But you're not gonna say I'm him.
Oh, the actions speak way louder.
That's
than
what
the
I'm
word.
Saying. You don't actually say that. No, you're not walking up to somebody like I'm him.
Yeah, you can say it.
Exactly.
You can say it.
No, you can't say
it. Yes, you can. Because the same way you can be praised for being him can get your block knocked off. That's the double side that don't nobody talk about. Sometimes we done lost a lot of great niggas just because another nigga was...
Because they was him.
Yeah. Now, you said, like, you don't have to convince nobody else, but some motherfuckers can see it, and it consumes their heart with hate.
I can agree with
to
that.
To see that. God, even if you not, the way you make your shit look... Just offend these motherfuckers, and it's like
when you come around, they just that shit.
It just aggravates their soul.
You know
to
what's
the point.
Crazy? People really hate people that are loved. Like
the way another person loves you
like,
can make somebody
hate
you.
The way some people, it's crazy. It's nasty in these streets.
In these houses too. Because it can be your own people.
Oh, all fakes.
It be your own people right there.
Yeah.
Right there beside you hoping you don't do good.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right now?
Yep.
Shit like that. Because any nigga, hey, I want all my niggas to win.
For real.
For real, yeah.
After you win, though, right? After you win, though, you gonna win first.
You said together simultaneously. Yeah.
Nah, man. Mm-hmm. It just be good to have y'all in here. You know, I just love to just talk shit and have broad conversations.
Yeah, we love it here.
You do?
Yes.
All we be having a good time.
We have a ball.
Like this. Now, this picture behind y'all, that's
they.
The
I can't believe they, we always get left out. How they left us out?
I don't know.
Like, we don't be jiggling in this dance arena.
Stop playing, Lex. You definitely in
we
this picture.
We always
left out. You the lady up there with the gun, Lex.
Cause who the fuck is that?
That's Lex right there.
No, Lex is, look, you see Lex.
She called herself Auntie.
Look, you see the lady.
Oh, that is me. And
up there with the gun.
Oh, that is me. That was me with my old titties. And my old haircut. Okay, I can see that.
And who is this twerking on Ryan?
Somebody he bought.
I am weak.
Oh, shit.
Not sure I got Joe back there with the Louis on.
Yeah, Joe got it real.
You know
expensive.
He always gonna have that drip on.
He got it. He got that money like that.
Yeah, right. Y'all really left us out.
Then we got Dre over here drinking a 40.
Yep, that is little Dre with them perky titties.
That's all right.
Baby, there. Y'all would never. That's very ghetto and low vibrational.
Well.
But the nipple hard. And one thing about
and it might be.
It's so fitting.
It doesn't, like.
But that ain't a 40. That's probably Moet.
It can be 105 degrees outside. Them headlights is on.
That's gotta hurt.
She could slice a tire with
you
them things.
You made them like that or they just?
What?
No, I'm saying like, I just.
How do you make them like that?
I love
that?
The transition. This whole next segment is dedicated to Drea's nipples, part one.
Girl, that was so much fun.
Man,
oh my god, we killed
it. That was crazy.
We gotta take a shot.
Cause what we did, that out and then Bookie. Turn up. Oh Lord, here we go. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that was strong.
Oh
wait, did you see that twerk contest, bitch?
Yes. Did you see that girl booty? I said, is that me?
She thinks she was moving. Girl, Rent was due.
Yeah, Rent.
Shaking it like Rent was due. Oh wait, mm-hmm. But karaoke at the end.
You karaoke was lit. You know that's always our favorite part.
Period. Ain't that? They wasn't ready. I mean, look, we sold out the tour. We can do anything we want.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
That was so
I'm so excited, though. But, girl.
Ooh. 5 minutes to VIP.
Okay, girl. This is the last one.
We gotta get back to work. We gotta go do this meet and greet.
But look, this is the last one. Tour has ended. We killed it. And we about to go on vacation.
Period. Vacation time, Bookie.
Let's do it. Girl, I am so glad to be on vacation finally.
Girl, me too. We deserve it. We've been working hard.
Mm-hmm. We getting this real Fiji sun. Because you know the girls say we be capping.
Who said that?
The girls. They be like, oh, they not on vacation for real. They don't be doing nothing. Yeah, we can't cap this.
Baby, yeah, we can't cap with this team. Mm-hmm. What is you saying?
Girl, see what they doing at home. Because okay, they ain't got it like this. Up. They can't do it like this, girl.
They can't.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Let me auntie see this little what is that? Let me see.
Look at this.
And welcome, Poor Thoughts. Yeah!
Yeah, y'all! Okay, yeah! Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like to see. Okay.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Alexis B.
And I'm Tia Simone.
And we would like to welcome you to the next episode of
Poor Thoughts.
What is that?
That's crazy. No way.
I'm looking for the meaty bees and the F-150s.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Bro, hold on, because your algorithm messed up.
Yeah, pull
you know,
up your phone.
Let me go to my country. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what they got going on. Let's see.
It's your girl, Alu Lexby.
And I am Dele Chuku Nicole.
And we are back for another episode of
Drunk Mind.
Yeah! Who is ready to shake some ass? Yeah! Throw that ass in a second. Yeah! Throw that ass in a second. Throw that ass in a second.
Uh-uh, Lex. No
Bro.
Way.
Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yes.
I'm from Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
ready to go. This is crazy. I feel like I can't even enjoy the vacation no more.
Damn, damn, damn.
You can call in. Yo, Lex.
Nav. Hey, Nav.
Hey, Nav.
What's up, Dre and Nicole?
What's up?
Nah, what's up with y'all? Y'all tripping, laying on the beach, and people out here stealing y'all style, being like y'all. Shit, I almost went on tour with their ass, so y'all need to get right, man. You see where I'm at?
That's crazy. We just saw that, and we really pissed off. Mm.
So what y'all gonna do about it? It's city's asking for y'all.
How you know?
Cause shit, I told them we ready. Well, at least I am. I'm trying to get up out of here. Ah, damn!
Now!
That grease just popped me.
Oh, my God.
Dog. We got to go.
Let me book
vacation
these.
Over.
Vacation over. Let me book these flights so we can go home, bro.
Girl, be fucking for real.
You right. Come on, dog.
Where to put this at? All right, bet. All right, that's it. All right, big dog. Y'all want to do the tour for real? Mama mia! Ladies, it's come to my...
Let me tell you something. Get...
What's the matter, you? Take it easy. What do we do? I see
what
a lot of the allegations
what?
On the internet.
What's allegations?
A lot of people want to be the poor minds. Mm-hmm. Forget about it. It's about nothing.
They copy my style. Mm. The way I walk. Mm. The way I talk, you see. Mm. The way I twerk.
What's the matter? Take it easy. What do? We go back on the road. Capiche!
Capiche!
We go back on the road.
Yeah. The road. The road.
Boy, mine's way.
Let's go. Yeah. Yes.
That way.
That way. S.A.
Booty old brown.
My coochie pink, S.A.
Downtown.
Rice and beans for everyone. Hey.
Hey, hamburgers.
What?
The fuck?
Wait.
You said hamburger.
Oh, I forgot. I'm Russian, not German.
Man, let's go get this tour started, y'all.
The camera, man. What, who told you to do that
bro,
shit?
Bro, hey, I mean, y'all, I got
come
it
on, nigga. Damn.
My bad.
What?
Channel85.com. Go get the app. You got an hour for free. We gave you what you wanted. Now give us some subscriptions to the app. $8.99 with tax, $85 a year, channel85.com, 85 South Show, get the app.
Well, see, this is what they don't know. The app really $3, but adjusted for inflation is $8.99, yeah.
What Lo said, get the app, man. Stop bullshitting.
We out of here, man.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.